Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Call or text us at 800-400-3697. We have a regular general business email, but the one I want to tell you about today is badadvice973@gmail.com. Every Friday, right around this time. And I love reading these. I mean, I even got one today I was considering swapping out. Just as I try to get settled on them by the end of the week, but keep them coming. And if you don't hear yours today, that does not mean I'm not going to get to it at some point. I kind of like to theme them out, see how they go. Earlier this week, we did one out of turn, really. Scott Capurro was in and we decided to do a bad advice and it was about bad breath. So this is the original email, because I got a kind of a rebuttal from somebody else in the world who has some issues.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, my favorite crew. I have a coworker who I love who has the worst breath of anyone I've ever smelled in my life. She comes into my office, talks to this. Basically, this person, nobody has told her. She stinks up every room that she's in. And we went off on like, yeah, she never heard of a toothbrush. Someone tell HR, whatever. She says,
both times it's been women.
Mm.
Or is that the only story? Is this the original
story? This is the original one.
Okay, I was going to
say. But this is also a woman, I believe. Let me see if I can find a name on here. Here's the response
okay.
to our thing, and it is also a woman.
Okay.
Hey, Alice crew, love you and loved the bad advice segment right up until the point where the whole panel decided the office's bad breath coworker is just a filthy animal who's never met a toothbrush. Here's a plot twist. Bad breath isn't always a hygiene report card. Case in point, I get tonsil stones, hardened debris that forms in the pockets of your tonsils and can smell like something died there because biologically something kind of did. Normally, you'd just get your tonsils yanked out and call it a day. I can't. I had a cleft palate repair as a kid, and removing my tonsils now carries a real surgical risk given how that area was reconstructed. So that fix is off the table permanently. I do what I can. Salt water rinses, a water flosser, watching dairy. And most days, it's a non-issue. But tonsil stones don't RSVP. You don't know when they're showing up, I think is what she's saying. Sometimes I don't know one's forming until I'm mid-meeting and it announces itself. At that point, my options are suffer through it or perform tonsil surgery on myself in a supply closet. Only one of those doesn't end in an ambulance. So before your next round of pile-on comedy, thanks for saying we were funny as we were hurting you. Maybe float the idea that a coworker's breath might be a medical situation, not a character flaw. Doesn't mean don't bring them in. Does mean don't assume the person has never heard of a toothbrush. Feel free to read this on the air. I'll wear the tonsil stone bearer title with pride. Just don't use my real name as my coworkers listen to your show.
I'm going to guess tonsil stones, knowing it's her, is careful when she's having that situation.
Yes.
And is,
well, you know, it seems like she's aware, right?
Right. I don't know that that's the case with this other person.
Yeah, we don't know either of these people. And it did seem like the real problem here was, I don't think we were trying to address the person with a bad breath problem. We were trying to address the person who is subjected to the person's bad breath. And yes, we comedy piled on in a cruel,
unusual
way.
I just worry about anything in the workplace.
Yes.
You know, when you've, whatever career you've built for yourself, it does feel like these days with every HR department being, you know, ready to jump in and sort you out, I would worry that
they do have opinions.
You could find yourself in trouble. And I don't know that all of my Odyssey learning modules.
Has any of them covered
They've never addressed rank breath. Have you guys? Any of the Odyssey training modules ever address how you handle really rank breath in one of your coworkers?
Nope.
I don't know because I haven't done my training. I keep getting email alerts about it.
Oh.
So just
out.
Keep ignoring it. It's like taxes. You don't have to do them if you don't want to.
No, they're super fun, man.
Yeah. To me, that falls into like this whole category of hygiene where it's really hard to dictate that to other people. Like everything from you have terrible BO to you're wearing too much perfume. To your breath smells, to you need to wash all the things, your feet stink, whatever it is. Like if something is about your person is offending others, there is no simple way to lay that out for that person without being either hurtful or reported to HR.
I honestly feel like this is a youthful mistake more than one that a grown up would encounter. I know for a fact, as a young person, everyone I'm looking at has more than one time shown up to work after a long late night with stamps all over your hands.
Yep.
Maybe 5 minutes of sleep. A pass through a shower if you were lucky, but no soap was touched, like just water right through the out the door. That's kid stuff, you know. And I know that other kids would be like, "Oh Jesus, dude, you smell like a brewery."
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was passed out on the floor.
I had so much fun last night. Yeah. It was so great.
Slept in a vat of beer. It was great. Yeah.
I mean, those are your like,
right. I'm
days.
Talking the chronic
right.
person who
grown
keeps
up
showing
person,
up.
Right. It's totally different. It's
I
very
know.
Strange.
It's really, I think it's incredibly difficult because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but you also don't want to be experiencing that every day. And it's disrupting everybody's work day.
I've come to the conclusion that the person who wrote us should just avoid the bad breath lady at all costs.
It's tough. It's a coworker.
Yeah, but
they clearly have interactions. I know. I don't know what to say about it.
Less interactions. That's all you can do. I'm not saying something. I'm not. I'm going to just avoid getting into that office. But let's keep a door open. HR says doors should be open
and fans should be on. And
I don't know.
Banaka should be. I feel like
we're doing it again, though. The person
no.
who wrote in is like, they're doing it again.
No, we're not doing it. I'm actually thinking about her, about what she's saying about, like, isn't it even less okay to approach someone about some medical problem that they might have?
I'll give you an example of something that happened to me.
Okay.
I don't know for sure because it happened while I was asleep. I think a spider bit me. Do you remember when my eyes swole up?
I do, yeah.
And I came in with sunglasses on because I was like, you know when something's wrong with your eye, people, their eyes water looking at your eye. I knew that, and I didn't want to do that to anyone. I wanted to just not even come to work, but you have to live.
Mm.
But, you know, when you have an eye thing, I have an old neighbor who always had eye things, and he'd be like, don't look at me.
Right. Don't look above my nose. I got a sty over here.
And it's like one of those things. As soon as you look at him, your eyes start watering because his are.
Right.
What is my point?
I don't know.
My point is I try to take care of the things that are happening to me, whether it's a medical issue or a thing. I do the best I can to not have it affect my coworkers.
Right.
And you'd like to think this person's trying their hardest too.
Right. They may be aware that they have halitosis, and because of a medical situation, it might be working on it. So maybe the answer is just don't say anything. And that's a good answer because nobody has the balls to do it anyway.
And
no one ever tells anyone nicely.
I'm also going to bring Maddie to every meeting I have to take with the person who's got the rank breath.
Why is that?
Because I just want someone in there with me.
Mm. In case you pass out.
Oh,
be a buffer.
Meeting. Let me get Maddie. No, we don't need him.
No, I need him. He's my person.
Woo! Do you ever clean your breath?
Maddie just fixed everything.
It's all set then. All right. So there's just kind of a backup to the one that we did earlier this week.
Sorry for your tonsil.
I know.
What is it called?
Tonsil stone. Was there a specific thing to it?
Tonsil stones.
Yeah.
I had my tonsils out twice. That is actually one of those
things.
They
grew back.
They didn't get it all. They grew back. I had to go back and get them cut out again.
Wow.
So are those the things that, like, I've heard them called, like, throat pearls? Is that?
No,
I'm going to go with yes.
A throat pearl is a loogie.
No.
What?
A throat pearl is like a little grain of sand that got stuck in your throat and got coated with plaque and then, you know.
And what's the next bad advice?
Okay.
Well done, Bob. Mm. The grown-up in the room is the youngest person here.
Thank God for her. Thank dog.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here forever.
Liar. No, that's a good sign. I mean, I like it.
Feels like commitment.
Yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. I need some bad advice. I feel this person. Shopping at my go-to grocery store right next to my house is so awkward and anxiety producing that I don't know if I can keep going there. Here's the sitch. A guy who stocks the shelves started being extra friendly when I was pregnant with my first child a few years ago. He would stop what he was doing and engage me in a conversation every time I was in his aisle. He'd ask about my pregnancy, and as time passed, he'd ask about my baby, and I'd ask how his kids were doing to be polite. One day, he told me he was separated from his wife, and my heart sunk. What once felt like friendly banter now felt kind of like he was hitting on me in front of my baby. The next time I went, he started initiating hugs with me. Maybe he was just sad and needed a friend, but I'm a customer and I'm not his friend. And this hug thing got out of control. I'm talking like every time he saw me, he'd stop what he was doing and put out his arms for a hug as I walked down the aisle. One time I avoided his aisle, and as I was checking out, he told the checker to leave so he could ring me up, which is quite literally not his job and never has been. After that, I stopped going there as much and started getting my groceries delivered. Ugh. But I still have to go there sometimes because it's the grocery store next to my house and I have a toddler who needs endless amounts of cheese and yogurt. I went today and completely avoided the cheese and yogurt aisle because he was in it stocking the shelves. That was what she needed and she couldn't go in there. My husband used to think it was kind of funny, but now when I come home missing half the groceries, he's starting to get a little annoyed because it's affecting our daily routine in life. How do I deal with this besides completely avoiding that store? Help, I'm also pregnant with my second, so I'll be on maternity leave soon, and I'm sure I'll be walking to the store with my new baby all the time. Ugh.
Oh, man, this is worst case scenario. Like, to be driven to having to stay in your house because someone's making you uncomfortable in your regular life.
Oh, I have a question before we get the answer portion of the program. I just have a question because this is very, it feels very like a problem that women have with men who don't understand that hugs in the grocery store aisles are inappropriate. But why didn't she, when the first arms came out the first time, whoa.
Because it's ingrained in us to be polite. That is the only thing I can think of, because that's exactly what I thought. Things progress in micro jumps. And I'm not saying this guy planned this out, but this is what happens to women. We're not going to be rude to your face just because we don't want to talk to you. Somebody in the supermarket is friendly. We smile and we're friendly back. I'm saying women, but this is men too. We are nice to each other without realizing what we might be opening the door to, because 99% of the time you're not opening the door to that. People know what the boundaries are and aren't creeping on you, and you're going to be fine. But this is a guy who's just in micro escalations, mm-hmm. taking it to a point where she is now, she's writing to us because she feels trapped in her apartment. I feel like you got to move. But
I know.
But for other people, I feel like you got him. Or I don't want to get this guy fired. Like, I feel bad for him too. He clearly does not know what the rules are and has way overstepped. I mean, I wonder if she's the only person that he does this to. If he's like fixated on her, or if he makes all these other women uncomfortable as well.
I bet he makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Could she go to? I don't want her reporting him. I just don't know. I feel like...
I think that you're so right. I think he's taken a little bit more at a time. And I'm going to give him a huge benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's evil. I don't think he is having creepy thoughts necessarily. But he's probably lonely. He doesn't have great social skills. He probably doesn't get a lot of interaction, especially with delightful women. And so he's not... He doesn't know that he's making her uncomfortable. Right. I'm going to guess.
Right. So does she go in and say, you're making me uncomfortable. You're a very nice person, but I really want to shop here without worrying about you're going to be touching me.
Yes. I think she should. And if she's honest and nice with him, it might help him in other scenarios too. It's sometimes we do people a disservice by not telling them the truth.
Yes, that is true. So the hard answer is you go in there, you shop as usual. When he goes to touch you, you say, I am a stranger to you. Please do not touch me. We have crossed lines. You have crossed lines. How does she spell this out?
I don't even think it has to be so, you know, aggressive. I guess is the word. She could just say, oh, you know, I'm more comfortable. I'm not comfortable with a hug today. Thank you.
Any day.
And then if he continues to try, the days. Then she could, yeah, she can say, oh, I like when we just say hi.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like, I don't, it sounds I know. Patronizing, I
know,
guess.
But we're also but continuing the scourge of politeness.
We got a lot of texts in that say she should bring her husband to the grocery store with her and maybe he should have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Keep your hands off my wife, dude.
What's wrong with going to the manager and saying, you know, I don't want to make a big
because
stink
if
about
he
this?
He has initiated the hugs and you've accepted them every time. Then in his brain, he's getting positive reinforcement on his actions.
Right.
You have not done anything that he is able to perceive because he probably is not picking up on your micro expressions that you're uncomfortable. You have not done anything that he has perceived as no.
So no needs to start.
The reason I ask that is because, number one, I've watched this happen to you. I've watched, and I'm talking to Sarah now, I've watched men in business lean in and kiss you or go for the hug. And I sit there and I think, that person didn't try to hug me. It's a man-woman thing,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, for example, in the grocery store, that guy reaches out. I hold his chest away from me, and we are not huggers.
Mm.
We're not. Right here, this ends here. I don't hug you. Now, there are people I do hug. I hug our listeners all the time. I hug our coworkers when they want to.
Yep.
But I'm not a person who goes in for that stuff. I'm often, it's a scenario that I'm either comfortable with or... Why are you hugging me, dude?
Right.
Like, back off.
This is interesting. 415. Safeway had to back up its policy of all employees having to smile at customers because too many women were getting hit on by male customers.
By male workers.
They were being told to be friendly.
They were being told.
Oh,
yeah.
See,
they
I
were being
see.
Told to be friendly. And then after a while, the female employees came back and said, listen, if we're a little bit friendly, guys will take it a mile.
It opens the door, right.
John always says that. He's like... You are too friendly. You cannot touch someone. If you touch someone, that dude thinks you want to do him. I'm like, you're crazy. That's stupid. You know, and he's like, just watch what happens. You put your hand on. Oh my God, that's so funny. Put your hand on a shoulder. Put your hand on an arm. Now that dude's like, oh, she wants me. She wants me. That's it.
Well,
I'm gonna try and get her.
That is one of those things that's out there. Like you could probably do a search right now on. Signals that means a girl likes you and she touches you a lot when she talks to you is probably on the list.
Yes.
So I don't doubt that some dude who, you know, sees that article and thinks, oh.
She's so friendly. She's flirting
with
me.
She's touching my arm.
Yeah.
Oh, now she touched my bicep. She's up my arm a little bit. Oh, now my shoulder. Hey. Like, I can see how a
person... Well, that
person,
is awfully touchy.
I am just saying, I can see how a person who's read an article like that, who might not be that savvy and is trying to learn, sees that and thinks, oh, Sarah keeps touching me. She must like me. Even though John's on the other side of her.
Going, stop touching that guy. What's the matter with you?
See, that's why I'm like, it's really hard for a single guy to... try to meet somebody out in the wild.
To know what
because
to do, right?
I'm not about to, like, somebody smiles at me. That doesn't, I don't want to be the creepy guy that's like, oh, you smiled at me. You must like me. A couple of suggestions and things from our listeners. 707, work at a grocery store. Totally against the rules for this kind of behavior. Fireable offense. Like, you're not supposed to hug.
Okay, so
customer.
Here's now. Now we got this guy who's a little off the rails anyway. In my opinion, this all just feels like an escalation that is like abnormal. This is not how interactions with employees at stores should go.
Married. Like, she's married, right?
She's married.
Got a ring,
he
she's
was
got
married
kids.
As well.
Right.
One day he told me he was separated from his wife. Yeah, rings, kids, more kids. Like, this is not
this
going
guy's
normally.
I'm afraid
he gets fired. She lives right next door. He somehow knows that. Maybe he's followed her before.
Yeah, I don't know about
I don't
all
like
that.
This.
It's getting too out of hand. But I do think that it's one of those situations where she is giving him more than enough signals to not do this. Mm. So she has a right to defend her space, right?
Yes.
So it's really a matter of how she's going to handle it. Bringing the husband in, he doesn't have to say anything. He can just be there, and hopefully that will be the thing that changes the way this guy reacts to her. I actually think that's not a bad effort first try.
Yes.
Somebody was saying that you bring your husband in, and if he doesn't hug you when the husband's there, then his intentions are not great. And, you know, then I think he would feel comfortable going to the manager and saying, yeah, you can ask this guy to stop doing this.
One of the easiest solutions, and I hate to say this because you don't want to have to do it, but I go to 5 different grocery stores all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she lives, but I bet there's another one not far off.
She shouldn't have to.
You're right. But
that's not the answer.
This situation, I get it. But is she going to be willing, is the husband even going to be willing to go in and go down the aisle with this guy? And then what if he's not there that day? Oh, we got to do this another mission another day.
Well, he should be able to do whatever it takes to find a comfortable situation for his wife.
I understand what you're saying.
If you write us about your rotten husband, we'll also, be on your side. This is, going back to what you said about if he doesn't hug you when the husband's there, it's telling. I even think it's telling if he does hug you and the husband. Like, I'm convinced that this guy he's going to just be like, I'm going to hug her. That's what I do. It doesn't matter. And I know she likes me, so I'm going to offer her the friendly hug that we always do.
There are just so many people who don't have good social skills, and I feel so much sympathy for them because I have family members who are on the spectrum and just literally can't read the expression
on
your face.
Cannot read a room, right.
They don't know what we know so obviously. And so I think I would first at least try giving a polite little no nudge verbally.
Okay.
And more directly.
So that's the first start. He comes in for the hug and you say, I'm not going to hug you. I don't want to, no thank you. No thanks, no hugs. No more hugs.
Could you even say, listen, I may have made a mistake and led you on, but I want to stop this here. You work at my grocery store and I'm a shopper at the grocery store. We don't hug. Does that sound beyond rude is that fair?
It's a little bit rough. I think that is fair. That would be really hard for me to say. That would be very hard for me to say. I feel like, and it also makes it seem like I am participating in this. I feel like just a simple no. You got to start there. It's really hard. And then no is a complete sentence. Not no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that this doesn't hurt your feelings. No. Just no thanks.
No, I'm okay.
No. No hug. No hug. You've got to stop it there and then go on with your thing. I know I'm so worried about everyone's feelings in all of this. Why do I care?
Well, I think that it's one of those mistakes a lot of us make. You don't nip it right there.
Right.
And then you find yourself like with this in
a growing problem.
Situation where you go.
Out of politeness, you don't nip it.
That's why I asked that to you, though, because I would have absolutely been like, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
Right.
Back up.
But you probably would have been like, no, long before that happened.
First hug.
I mean, like, they had graduated to the hugs, but like, it starts with the little questions and the little ha ha ha's, and they're chatting about kids, and they're, he's working that end of it, and she's being polite and not just cutting off the conversation. Like, that's what needs to happen. It feels rude, but he's being rude. He's being the one who's being rude.
Well, here's
no more questions.
From the standpoint of a guy who's in some grocery, I've worked grocery. I was a kid, but I've worked. It's mind-numbingly boring, like so boring. I mean, it sounds like he's a
stalker or something.
And you face the shelves, so you turn all the logos
stalks the
out.
Shelves,
and you do all that stuff. It's beyond boring. Often people who love it are people who are kind of on the antisocial side and prefer I don't have to deal with customers. I'm just going to get this thing.
I'm facing all
I'm
those
walk
things,
away
right?
From this shelf, and it's going to look perfect. And I didn't have to talk to anybody. Mm. Like, that's some people go for that job for that reason. This guy's probably desperate for attention, right?
Probably. And Jess is not picking up what she's putting down.
And one more from okay. Grocery store folks have been chiming in. I worked at this grocery store from the 925 for 17 years in management. We had a guy who we found out was making female customers uncomfortable with hugs. She probably isn't alone and should tell somebody.
Mm.
That's my thing, is I have a feeling this is not isolated with this dude. And like, if you went to a manager and said, your employee's making me uncomfortable with these hugs, can you talk to them?
Yeah.
Like, what harm is that? I mean, you're not like, you're not going to get the guy in, you know, fired probably, but.
Most grocery stores are union, so he probably has protections in place, at least for the first warning.
But he could be told, you cannot hug any of our customers.
Right.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
You should not be engaging them in conversation. If they ask you a question about produce or the thing you're stocking, answer. Other than that, nah. Nah.
So you go to the front of the store, find the manager, and then you say, listen, I want to shop here.
Yeah.
And there's one of your employees is constantly making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, because we also got some texts in. It's like, if you do say something to him, you don't know how he's going to respond
right.
either. Like, he could
I'm worried about
that. He could be a bit
guy.
Of a psycho and like have a really bad and they'll be even more uncomfortable in the grocery store. I mean, that's what bosses are for there.
Mm. I'm really worried. Please let us know what you decide and let us know how it goes. We like feedback.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.